Welcome to Me Time, the podcast for women in midlife who've been taking care of everyone else and now say, it's my turn to take care of me. I'm Kim Aceto, health and self-care coach for women in midlife and your host. Thank you for spending your precious me time with me right now. Enjoy the show. Okay, so today I'm here with Antonia Balaj. Let me tell you about Antonia. Antonia Balaj is a yoga teacher on and off the mat for women in midlife. She was in her mid-40s when her body started changing. She knew she needed to keep her body humming, and when she found yoga, it had such an impact that she went on to become a yoga teacher at 50. Through the ancient wisdom of yoga, updated for the modern woman, and using a sense of playfulness and joy, Antonia helps guide women in midlife to find confidence and clarity in their body, their purpose, and their life. Antonia, welcome to the Me Time Midlife Podcast.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Great. It's so great to have you. And I'm looking forward to our conversation today. And let's get started with the first question that I ask every first-time guest, which is, what do you enjoy doing during your me time?
I really enjoy actually cooking. Both my parents were very good cooks, and I grew up in a household that did a lot of cooking. And it wasn't until later that I realized what I found very therapeutic about cooking is that it's actually very meditative for me. The chopping, the stirring, the aromas, the colors, it helped me understand that meditation is really everywhere.
I love that. Meditation is everywhere. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So cooking, do you like to do anything else during your me time?
Well, then I like to bring the fruit of my kitchen efforts to the table with my community and just really enjoy as well my supportive community and enjoy that time in what the Buddhists call your sangha.
Wow, that sounds lovely. So you like to prepare the food and then you like to share it with people that are important to you in your community.
Yes.
That's great. It. That's great. I love that. I'm going to think about that more about when I'm cooking, because I do my cooking on Sundays, and I'm going to think more about that, you know, that meditative quality in cooking. I like that. So thanks for sharing that.
Oh, thanks.
So let's get into your story. So whenever I have a new guest who, started a business or started getting into something new in midlife, I think their stories are really interesting, as is yours. So let's, I introduced you a little bit in the bio and briefly talked about your story, but can you expound on that a little bit? You know, why did you get into yoga, and how has it benefited you personally?
It's funny, it sort of came sideways, and isn't that often the way things tend to happen in life? There I was about 13 years ago in my mid-40s. And a couple of things. I felt very stuck in a rut. My work, I was a historian, and the research I was doing, it seemed very samey, like I was just doing the same thing over and over again. And then I was also looking after mom, keeping the home fires burning. I started to feel a bit resentful about that. And sort of stomp about thinking, who's taking care of me? And I think there are times you feel that way. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, my body was changing. And I thought, I've got to, get some movement here going, keep my body feeling sort of tuned up. And I tried this, that, and the other. But it wasn't until I found yoga that things sort of started to shift. I found that it gave me space, and strength, the long holds, the breath. And I began to feel strength in my body, yes. But what happened was it sort of became this mind-body connection where this space I had made me think differently about my life. And I was able to lose the resentment. Now I saw that I had chosen to look after Mum. And when I stepped back this way, I was able to say, well, how can I make this easier on me? I was also able to come to terms with Mum's decline. None of us like seeing our parents decline. But what happened when I was able to come to terms with that was that I had fun with Mum, that we started to enjoy our time together more. And I think that's it. When you step back, it makes such a difference because we're all sort of running and trying to get everything done. And it's very difficult to step back. And the yoga really helped me do that. I was able to take charge of my life again. And that made all the difference. And yoga really helped me do that. And I didn't just notice it myself, but Mum and my husband notice it too. I'm not the person.
Yeah, so other people notice the changes in you. You change and you notice, but other people in your life notice those changes as well. And it improved, it sounds like, your other close relationships.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we tend not to think about, but that when we're feeling unhappy and unfulfilled in our life, that affects not just us, but those around us too. Mm-hmm. So it's absolutely important, to feed yourself and get clear and comfortable in your own life as well, for those around us too.
Right. I just want to share a few things that stood out for me with what you shared. First of all, something that stood out to me was that you said yoga gave you space and strength, and holding the poses was very influential for you. And I've done yoga, but I'm not an avid yoga doer, I guess. But I've done enough to understand kind of, a little bit about what you're talking about. Also, it allowed you to step back. I think that was really interesting, to let go of resentment and to take charge of your life. So, I mean, those are huge realizations and insights that you've received from yoga. So I can see how you're such an advocate for it. Now, I'm interested in, you are an advocate for yoga for women in midlife. So maybe can you share why you think yoga is especially beneficial for women in this stage of life?
I talked about coming to yoga because I thought, well, I'm in my mid 40s. I've got to tune up my body. And I think that's an important thing that we all face in midlife. We often tend to be sort of negative about our bodies anyway, as in all stages of our life. But in midlife, our body's changing, and that is creates a lot of sort of turmoil inside often. And ultimately what yoga does is it helps us come into a conversation with our bodies. And I think that what happens, when we're facing these changes in our body, is we sort of can get a bit frantic, like, oh, well, I've got to do something. and I try things and it often doesn't work out. I mean, honestly, that's what happened with me. I tried a lot of other things before I came to yoga. And it's when you have this difference in yoga that we can create a mind-body connection. Now, stay with me here for a moment, because you're probably thinking about those Instagram photos where you sort of turn your head on the sides and you're like, is that even physically possible to do that? But that's not really, you know, the full traditional yoga, because traditional yoga is about that mind-body connection that I mentioned, that I think is so important. What happens is that as you start to do this yoga, you begin to feel your body differently, like your hands and your feet ground down into your downward facing dog. Your hips move higher in your downward facing dog. You feel that difference and you get curious and you think, well, what happens if I bend my knees? And you start to become this sort of team with your body. And you bring the breath in so that maybe you're in a high crescent lunge and your hands move up high on the inhale and then sweep down on the exhale. And you find this rhythm. And it helps you become more open to receive. So you get this sort of mind-body connection. And you start to communicate more as a friend with your body. And it does tune up your body. We've talked about the strength, that slow movement can be more engaging than the quick movement. And you start to feel different in your body. You gain confidence in it. You hold yourself differently. You start to walk differently. Maybe you get even like a Saturday night fever sort of.
I've heard you say that. Yeah.
Honestly, one of my favorites. And then, you know, this confidence you start having in your body begins to take form in the rest of your life. And you gain this confidence and clarity and start to change your midlife and feel it becoming fulfilling.
I love that. I'm just taking some notes because I think this is a really beautiful way that you've shared about how yoga is beneficial for women in midlife. A few things I kind of jotted down was, you know, you noticed that you needed, your body was changing and you wanted to tune up your body. So you were looking for the physical benefits of yoga, which you got. Also, you learned that yoga helped you kind of led you to having a conversation with your body. That's interesting. And communicate more with your body as a friend. That was interesting too. And then, you know, just talking about, again, you know, the mind-body connection, and then, you know, the confidence that you gain in your body. And that confidence permeates into the rest of your life with other things. I think it's beautiful. That's really, really beautiful that happened for you. And now you help women kind of experience all of these things too and walk them through. And I can see how you would be really great at that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I think in the West, we're taught to be competitive, to pound, 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 that, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead, and that, you know, our body is subservient to our mind. And I I think especially in midlife, we need to be kind to ourselves. We need to find this different way of being and understanding, but that doesn't serve us. And I think that's one of the reasons why it can be hard to find something we feel comfortable with in midlife when we're doing movement.
Right. Yes. And you know, oftentimes there's the, I think with women in midlife, you know, thinking, okay, well, my body is changing. I'm gaining weight in these areas I've never gained weight with, you know, in before. And I'm, you know, I'm doing the right things, but I just can't lose the weight, or my body isn't positively, you know, changing in the way I'd like to see it. And so, you know, again, this US, I think, American mindset of more, 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 harder, 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 faster, you know, like work harder kind of mindset, they often tend to then go into exercise that is, you know, kind of opposite of yoga, where you're really trying to, I don't know how to kind of explain it, but do you know what I'm saying? Kind of more, I mean, yoga is intense, and yoga is, it's hard and it's challenging and all of those things, but it's a different kind of exercise than, let's say, you know, doing high intensity interval training, or, you know, doing some really, really hard, strenuous workouts. And I think that's what a lot of women in midlife think that they need at that time in order to burn the calories and burn the fat and lose the weight. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a more sort of integrative approach is what's called for. And that's one of the, you know, the amazing things about yoga is it does do that. Integrate every single part of your body, your mind, as you're moving. And, you know, your emotions too. You know, people say they start crying in Shavasana. It is that really meant to be this whole holistic approach. And, you know, if you're just pounding away at your body, you're missing out on a good deal of information that you should then take time to receive as well.
Right. So let's talk about the word should, because this is a word that kind of comes up, not just with women in midlife, but all of us, I think, especially women. Let's talk about, how do you think yoga can cut through the messages of who you think you should be, or should look, should act, you know, all the shoulds that we place on ourselves? Like, how can yoga do that?
Yeah, we get a real dissonance, often in general with women, but particularly in midlife. You know, we get all these ridiculous messages that don't feel like who we are. I sort of liken it to, you know, you're taking a dance lesson and you walk into ballroom. And you're like, but I thought I was going to jive, but everyone's telling me it's ballroom and I don't understand it. You know, it's those messages of your surface to requirements, because, you know, you just don't have anything more to contribute and you're just going to fade away a bit and be a bit invisible. And yeah, we all know these, don't we? And the thing is that yoga is specifically about telling you that you are complete and you are fine the way you are. That you don't need to be anybody else, that you don't need to change that. There's nothing wrong with it at all. And yoga techniques are there to help you cut through all this ridiculous noise that we've just been talking about. And so that you can quieten those messages that we're getting and tune back in to who you are, because often we've even lost that, and hear yourself. And it does this, how yoga does this, it's rooted in this strong body and breath work that we've been talking about, with that openness that you get, that slowing down and that, all that good quietness and things that we've touched upon. And that is the strong basis. It's often how people come to yoga anyway. And that's just the start of the journey. Because there's all these other off-the-mat techniques. And we're often familiar with them. There's meditation, there's mantra, there's journaling. And I particularly like a physical practice where you do journaling during it and after it. Because often that's when the subconscious gets working and you just find yourself journaling the most amazing things. So look, yoga is an ancient practice, you know, millennia of trying to help people do this. And as a researcher, one of the things I love is sifting through this wealth of knowledge and bringing parts of it together, finding what is relevant to the modern midlife woman, to someone today. How can it help? What are the techniques that really help us cut through all of that ridiculousness and find that clarity and confidence that is so lacking, so that we can live that purposeful, fulfilled midlife that we all really should be living, shouldn't we?
Mm. Oh, I love this. Again, taking lots of notes here. Let's see, a few things that I want to just reiterate. You know, yoga quiets those, I put in here, should messages. Like I asked you in the question, how should I look? How should I act? How should I be? What should I do? You know, those types of things. Another thing I wrote down is, you are complete and fine just as you are. And then the third piece, I don't think we've, talked about it, and we don't have to, but I think listeners might find it interesting that you are a historian for your the first part of your career. And so I can see how you're interested in the ancient practice of yoga and then how it's transformed your life. And now how can we take that ancient practice and, you know, I guess, what would be the word that I'm looking for here? Kind of translate it to be applicable, to be useful for the modern woman, for the modern midlife woman? Is that how maybe you'd explain it?
Yeah, I love that, because there is so much out there, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's one of the things of being, you know, a researcher and historian, is it's to sift it through that, just to find a theme that you want to run with and then take that. So yes, take all this wonderful, wonderful information and find those nuggets and bring them together to help the modern midlife woman.
I love that. Love that a lot. Okay, Antonia, finally, we can't say goodbye without talking about the physical part of yoga. I know personally from my own clients and community that many of them would like to try yoga, but again, you know, you talked about Instagram, you talk about just kind of this maybe stereotype we have of a woman doing yoga being, you know, maybe really thin and really limber and really young and, you know, being able to do all these things like handstands and, you know, twisting your body in a way that, you know, can look intimidating. So, you know, kind of share a little bit. What would you say to that woman listening who would like to try yoga, but maybe isn't sure that she can actually physically do those poses?
Yeah. You know, midlife is really a lot about the unknown. You know, you're getting out of your emotional, physical comfort zone. And yoga really helps you navigate through to the new level, you know, when you're out of your comfort zone and, you know, you're heading into the unknown. And I'm there to help you with that, give support. And I love this, again, the word strong, and I'm going to add straightforward poses. So consider this, a straightforward forward fold. Now you're going to come into this beautiful forward fold. Maybe your hands don't touch the ground. And when you put your hands on the block, your back comes into a different shape. It feels longer. You haven't quite felt it that way before. And you're like, oh, that's sort of interesting. And you want to explore more. What is your body doing today? How does it feel now compared to the way it felt yesterday? And you realize that you have the time in the poses to do exactly that. And then you discover you have the space in your life to continue the exploration, to find where you should be in your midlife.
Wow, that was really deep. I love that though. You really got right there. Let's see. So, you know, I mean, you didn't say that yoga was going to be comfortable and that you would know what to expect when you begin. Instead, you know, you emphasize that yoga gets you out of your comfort zone into the unknown. And, you know, that's kind of how it is in the stage of midlife as well. So, you know, this is a really great time, I think, to explore that, but also, you know, within your body, not just your mind. And that's what yoga offers. And then, you know, just being curious about how your body, yes, your body is changing in midlife, but being curious as opposed to judgmental, as opposed to, you know, angry or resentful about how your body's changing, but instead be curious and explore new things about your body. And I really love that word, curious. So those were a couple of notes I wrote down with that. I thought that was really great way to say that. And again, you know, bringing it back to how all of these things that you learn about yourself, you translate into your life. And the bonus is that you get the physical benefits of yoga as well, right? So the balance and the flexibility and the strength, you know, all the different healthy physical things that you get from yoga as well. So there's so many wins. There's so many benefits to yoga. You've really shared a lot with me. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, this is why I'm such a yoga cheerleader.
You are. That's right. It's a good way to say it. Yes. But again, that's why I wanted you to share your story in the beginning so that, you know, listeners can understand that you have gone through this transformation yourself. And now, you know, to be able to share that wisdom and knowledge and guide your own clients through that, or you call them students, I'm not sure what you call them, but it is really, really wonderful. And I thank you for the work that you're doing, Antonia. I think it's really important, and it's a transformational thing that you're doing. And I want to thank you for that.
I want to thank you too, you know, for all you're doing, you know, to to help women in midlife, you know, find this important time and themselves. Yeah, and all that you're doing that way.
I appreciate that. Thank you. So Antonia, I'm going to share a couple of things. So you have a website that I'm going to put in the show notes for listeners who want to get connected with you. You have a Facebook page, and then you have a Facebook group that people can join there. You have an Instagram handle as well. And then you have a freebie. You want to share just quickly about your freebie that you have for listeners?
What I love about this is it, again, it's really, really straightforward movement. And it really kind of gets you into a meditative state. It's a straightforward flow twist. And you'll be amazed what happens when you do that for a couple of minutes or so.
Awesome. Perfect. So I'll put that link in the show notes as well. Antonia, thank you again so much for coming onto the podcast. Really enjoyed having you today.
Thank you so much. It's just been a fabulous chatting with you. I really appreciate that.
If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it. The best way is to simply tell your midlife friends about it. It also helps the show's visibility if you rate and review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or simply directly in your Apple Podcasts app if you listen to the show that way. And if you want more me time in your life and continue the conversations we have on the show with other women on a similar journey, consider joining our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook. Simply search for Me Time Midlife Community in your Facebook search bar, or go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.